daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Good, 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 good. Getting on in the week here, so weekend's getting just that much closer, and the weather actually looks like it's going to cooperate with us from here on out.
Yeah, it looks like through the weekend should be pretty nice.
You were just saying you played a little golf last night?
Yeah, it was nice out. Perfect. Get a little cold, you know, towards the end of it, but hey, can't complain.
Really, it's not even all that much jacket weather, even if you wear just one of those long-sleeve t-shirts or something. Not too bad.
Yep.
Not too bad outside. Comfortable conditions. And it looks like it's going to be pretty much the same here, as I say, throughout the weekend, with highs in the upper 60s. And really not much of a chance of rain at all here in the next several days. So looks pretty good. A little fog in the morning. We had that in some of the low-lying areas this morning. And with the changing of the seasons, you can kind of expect to see that here again for the next several days. But other than that, pretty nice conditions outside. Kendall Warren's inside with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got some used two-door refrigerators with a cool water dispenser, Whirlpool in very good condition, two used bottom freezer refrigerators, used microwave hood combination, three used side-by-side stainless steel and all less than 5 years old, two used two-door refrigerators with top freezers, used gas and electric clothes dryers, two used chest freezers, one 20 cubic foot, one approximately 15. Use 1.5 cubic foot dorm refrigerator. Two used electric ranges. Two used gas ranges. Use dehumidifier. Have used front load Whirlpool washer and dryer both in good condition. Also a Maytag front load washer and dryer, large capacity, again in both good condition. Freezers just an upright. These are new. Close out on a 25 cubic foot Whirlpool upright at a great saving. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool Maytag, LG, Amana, and KitchenAid, freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available in special order, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, wall ovens, and gas and electric cooktops. Water softeners by Luxury, also an Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Just before we get going here this morning, I do want to also give a quick thank you to those folks who got involved in our KJAN radio auction yesterday afternoon. We told you about that the other day, and then we did it yesterday afternoon. Hope you had your opportunity to save a little bit of money on some good stuff. Had a pretty spirited auction, especially the second couple of hours. A little slow getting started yesterday, getting everybody back in the habit again. But now that you're used to it, it will continue again the next three Wednesday afternoons in a row. So from 1 to 4 each of those Wednesdays, make sure you check it out. And if you were the buyer of any of the items on the auction yesterday, we've already had some folks stop by and pick up and pay for their items. Make sure you do so. We ask you to do that within 10 days after the auction closes out. So if you're not sure if you were the winning bidder on any of the items, you can go ahead and check KJAN.com. Go to our contest page, and you can scroll down and check out all those items that were sold, who they sold to, and for how much. And then also in the coming days, you can start to take a look at some of those items for next week's auction. Typically, we work on that on Monday mornings, usually during the day on Monday. So by the end of the day, Monday, we'll have items up for the auction that'll come up next Wednesday. So you'll have a good couple of days to take a look at those items before we get to the next auction. So if you're interested in that type of thing, make sure you check it out. It's a great way to save money. Had a lot of people buy stuff at 50% off yesterday. In fact, in a few cases, we had stuff that we listed the retail price at what was actually a sale price in the store, and then we started the bidding at half of that. That's a pretty good price.
That's better than half off, so you can't complain.
It's a pretty good price, you bet. So make sure you check that out. Again, that comes up each Wednesday afternoon for the next three Wednesdays, 1 to 4 in the afternoon for all of that. Also, I wanted to visit a little bit about this morning. I had a hard time getting in touch with the individuals who would be the contact people for this particular event coming up this weekend here in the area. But Pastor Dennis Meyer up at St. Paul Lutheran Church here in Atlantic was kind enough to provide me with some information here so I could share with you a little bit this week about the Crop Walk, which is coming up this weekend in Atlantic. Adults and youth from a number of different churches around the community will be part of the Atlantic Ministerial Association's 2011 Atlantic Crop Walk, which is this Sunday, September the 25th. The Crop Hunger Walks are community-wide events. They're sponsored and organized by local Christian congregations to raise funds to help end hunger, both at home and around the world. Those dollars that are raised from the Crop Walk are used to provide direct food assistance, and it's used where it's needed most. Or perhaps it might be used to do things like to dig wells to provide communities with clean, safe water. Or perhaps it might be used for seeds to plant and to nurture and mature as they produce fruit and grain that can be used for food by the grower or sold in the marketplace to help folks buy what's needed. Or it might be used for livestock to be used by the individual families or any number of other ways to help those who live in poverty and are among those who are hungry abroad. Now, all this is done through Church World Service, which is an ecumenical ministry of 36 different Christian denominations and communions and more than 10 affiliated organizations who all work together to address some of the basic needs of folks worldwide. Now, when you help to go out and raise money through the Crop Walk for these different types of activities, 25 cents of every dollar raised does remain in the local community where the Crop Walk is held. Now, in Atlantic, the folks say that these dollars have been distributed in the past to the Family Crisis Support Network and also the Atlantic Community Food Pantry, as well as the Church of God of Prophecy Food Pantry. So not all the money is necessarily shipped out. 25 cents of every dollar stays right in the local community to be used here as well. You know, we have sometimes in our minds these images that we may see in photos or possibly on television or on the internet of starving children elsewhere. And while that is obviously a big problem, there are also those who don't have in our own communities, and that's one way to help out those folks close to home as well. So 25 cents of every dollar staying right close to home to help out those people who are your neighbors who also need that assistance. Now, the Crop Walk here in Atlantic this year will get started from the downtown city park, and that'll start at 2 o'clock this Sunday, September the 25th, and they'll walk roughly 3 miles throughout the community, and then the walk will conclude with some refreshment and sharing time at the Atlantic United Presbyterian Church, which is right back about where they started, right across the street from the starting point at 7th and Chestnut here in Atlantic. So it's a pretty leisurely walk. It's obviously not a race. It's not an opportunity to beat anyone else in a speed challenge. It's just simply an opportunity to go out with some friends and enjoy a nice leisurely afternoon. So anyone who wants to walk is certainly encouraged to do so. Any donations to the Atlantic Crop Walk this week can be made online, actually, as well. If you just Google Church World Service and then follow the links to donate to the Crop Hunger Walk, then you can find a place where you can donate online. Or you can also give them to any local Christian congregation, and those will be then forwarded to the Crop Walk treasurer. Carol Seddon at St. Paul Lutheran Church here in Atlantic is the treasurer of that organization. And if you'd like to just send your donations in, you can also do that. Mark it for Crop Walk and send it to St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1011 East 13th Street here in Atlantic. They're helping to coordinate that effort. And all locally donated dollars will be used both respectfully and responsibly, it says here as well. Now, if you do have any questions about the walk, it can be addressed by going to the walk website, and that is www.cropwalk.org. Or you can also call 243-3678 here in the community to learn a little bit more about that. So an opportunity for you to help out those folks who are in need both here at home and abroad as well. Again, 25 cents of every dollar remains in the local community. So any money raised here in Atlantic through the Crop Walk this Sunday will stay here to help folks through some of the local agencies that assist people in that way here in our community. So again, that Crop Walk is this Sunday, September the 25th. Starts at 2 o'clock at the downtown city park. about a 3-mile walk thereabouts. You can do all or part of that if you choose, and then it'll finish up with a little bit of refreshment and sharing time at the Atlantic United Presbyterian Church back at 7th and Chestnut Streets downtown. So no real good reasons weather-wise not to do that. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day Sunday with partly cloudy skies and looking for a high of, around 68 degrees. So pretty nice day. Very, very comfortable conditions to be out for a leisurely stroll. So if you haven't gotten a chance to get out and walk around a little bit here and get some exercise or maybe spend a little bit of time with friends, might be an opportunity for you to do that for an hour or so on Sunday afternoon. 2:00, again, is the start time for that event. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers. Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Amana, Speed Queen, and Estate. Very good selections of top loads and front load models on display. Do have some closeouts on some front load models with some matching dryers because of a model change. We do deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Might mention Speed Queen washers and dryers again. They are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year, 100% parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, 10 years on the washer transmission. Lots of refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and, of course, French door with the bottom freezers, with or without dispensers. Got some excellent values on some side-by-sides and French door models. Top trade-ins on any clean-to-use working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire, convertible, portable, and built-in. We deliver, install, and again take care of the service after the sale. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Again, 2:00 this Sunday afternoon, the Atlantic Crop Walk will get underway from the downtown City Park. If you get a chance to get out and enjoy that, I'm sure you'll enjoy the weather as well. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.